Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. Back after a long Memorial Day weekend. I hope yours was safe and sound. It's your friend Matt, ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. Here's what's coming up on the podcast on our First Watch menu, brought to you by First Watch. Reminder, First Watch serves its entire menu 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. So if you want million-dollar bacon for lunch or avocado toast for breakfast, hey, it's your life. They say go for it. Come visit First Watch at a restaurant near you in Greater Atlanta, including their newest in East Cobb on Johnson Ferry Road. It's complete with an outdoor patio and an indoor brunch bar. And you can order online at firstwatch.com. The Soroka return was very encouraging, even if it happened in the midst of a snooze fest for the Braves. Plus, this would be a really fun guy if he hopped down to Atlanta, but it just doesn't make sense, and I'll tell you why. And this is an example, the ultimate example of Braves fan nitpicking. We'll cover all that in a moment. First, let me remind you, we are brought to you by Old Fort Distillery. Now that we have officially come to summer, it is time to start thinking about get-togethers with family, friends. You're going to be planning trips and getaways. There's no better way to celebrate than with one of Atlanta's best brands. I'm talking about Old Fort Distillery. Old Fort is back and better than ever, and they have a lot in store for Atlanta in 2023. We're talking Atlanta-made vodka, Atlanta-made gin, and Atlanta-aged bourbon. Old Fort Distillery, back to their roots, using original recipes that Old Fort was officially founded on. New owners, same brand, better products. Find Old Fort brands available at most Atlanta retail locations or online at O4D.com. Atlanta's first distillery since Prohibition. Old Fort, fine Southern spirits, established in 2014. Well, the Braves lost 7-2 last night to the A's in Oakland, and it was a small, sleepy crowd and a tired-looking Braves team that flew cross-country after a Sunday night home game against the Phillies. They got into Oakland about 6 a.m. Eastern time, and they played like it. Now, the story of the game was the return of Michael Soroka, who made his first start in a big league, a game in 1,030 days. And overall, I thought he looked really good. Soroka went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs. All of those came in the same inning. He walked 2 and he struck out 3. The first inning back, you know, had to be emotional for Soroka. He induced a weak ground ball, a strikeout, and then a grounder. He got out of the first inning with 13 pitches, 8 of them strikes. Soroka had only allowed a couple of singles and a walk and a hit batter through 4 innings when he ran into trouble in the 5th, and that's the frame that turned the game around. Soroka hit the leadoff hitter for the A's on an 0-2 pitch. In the game, by the way, Braves pitchers hit 4 Oakland batters. Soroka got a force out on a bunt, then gave up back-to-back singles that tied the game, and the big blow was a 3-run homer that gave Oakland a 4-1 lead. The Braves' pen didn't help the cause. Last night, the combo of Lucas Licky and Joe Jimenez allowed 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks in the 9th inning to blow the game open. It's been a rough couple of outings for Lucas Licky, who I wonder if the Braves would think about making a move on in the next several days. I told you the Braves' offense also looked like it had sleepy bats all throughout. Now, the first inning, typically the Braves have done a great job, and they did again yesterday. Matt Olson walked with 1 out. Austin Riley hit a single, and Sean Murphy knocked in Olson with an RBI single that gave the Braves a 1-0 lead, but they wouldn't tally again. Tittle Olson hit a solo home run in the 8th inning to get within 4-2. Oakland did add 3 in the 9th, pulled away, and won the game 7-2. So now the Braves get ready for game 2 with Bryce Elder getting the ball tonight against J.P. Sears. It is a 9:40 first pitch. We'll talk about a fun potential free agent signing for the Falcons, but one that doesn't make a ton of sense coming up in a moment. We are now heading to June, which means summer is here. Temps will be rising. You're going to be spending a lot more time with friends and family enjoying the summer months. And that means you need to pair summer with a great glass of wine. That's why I highly recommend stopping by your Atlanta near retail location and grabbing a bottle of the Tribute Wines and picking up the Sauvignon Blanc. Nothing pairs better than Sauvignon Blanc with summer. Tribute Wines has so many great options, but the Sauvignon Blanc is what summer's all about. We're talking about bold notes of citrus, grapefruit, pineapple. They introduced this wonderful Sauvignon Blanc. There's a reason the Sauvignon Blanc from Tribute Wines was featured in Wine Enthusiast Top 100 of 2022. And it also ranked in the top 25 of super premium Sauvignon Blanc sales. You need to check it out at your local nearby retail location. And what you'll find is you don't have to break the bank for a great bottle of wine. I see the shelves and I see bottles for $50 and $75 and $100. Well, the folks at Tribute Wines have figured it out. Great taste and great value. Tribute Wines, available at most fine Atlanta retailers. Tribute Wines, bold flavors, strong bonds. So right away last week when DeAndre Hopkins became available, it took 5 minutes for 32 fan bases to say why D-Hop should end up with their team and how it made sense, and Falcon fans were no different. D-Hop would be a fun free agent for the Falcons, there's no doubt. But I just don't think it makes sense for three specific reasons, and here's what I mean. Number one, I don't know if D-Hop fits the Falcons' want to keep a clean salary cap. They spent a ton of money this offseason upgrading all three levels of the defense, adding pieces all around, re-signing two offensive linemen. But if you noticed, they're still going to be in position next year to go on a spending spree again. The way things set up now, the Falcons can go spend another $60 or $70 million in next year's offseason. They have money to go get their own players re-signed, like A.J. Terrell and others. And I don't know if paying for DeAndre Hopkins now with so little cap space would fit the plan of a clean cap sheet and trying to move forward that way. So that's number one. Number two, does it make sense for a team that, yes, they want to be more balanced throwing the ball, but we know they're not going to air it out 40 times a game. So are there enough targets and catches to feed Kyle Pitts, Drake London, newly added Bijan Robinson? They did also sign a couple of other free agents. I just think if this team gets closer to balance, you're talking about them throwing the ball 25 to 28 times a game. Adding DeAndre Hopkins would feel like a team that throws the ball 35 to 40 times, and I don't think you want that life for Desmond Ridder right now. I think that leads to potential mistakes, turnovers, and the risk-reward is maybe not worth it as much as everybody thinks D-Hop would be great, and he would. Just don't think that profile fits what the Falcons are about offensively. And number three, I think D-Hop would want to pick somewhere with an established quarterback and one that's in championship contention mode today. I mean, why would DeAndre Hopkins pick a team that has Desmond Ridder over the options like going to Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, playing in Buffalo with Josh Allen, going to L.A. with Justin Herbert, signing in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson? I just think all those make a ton more sense, even going to Miami with Tua Tagovailoa. Like, put it this way. Had the Falcons gone in big for Lamar Jackson, well, then yes, DeAndre Hopkins would have made a ton of sense because you want to give him as many weapons as possible. And while you want to do the same for Desmond Ridder, there's still going to be a team that leans heavily on running the football. Just don't know if D-Hop would be happy certain games only getting six targets or four targets and two catches rather than going somewhere, like I said, with a Jalen Hurts or a Patrick Mahomes, who I think can air it out more, and a team that's trying right now to go compete for a championship. We will talk about the ultimate example of Braves nitpicking in a moment, but first I will remind you we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Take a look at the date today. It's May 30th. We have just a couple of weeks before Father's Day, so the reason I bring that up is Atlanta Sports Trips has a big Father's Day promotion to get you to Chicago to see Atlanta's hometown baseball team against the Cubs at Wrigley Field by using the promo code FANDAD, that's F-A-N-D-A-D. By using that when you book at atlsportstrips.com, you're not going to save $100 or $200. How about a $500 discount to get you to Wrigley Field. 3 days in Chicago, August 4th, 5th, and 6th to take Dad on the trip of a lifetime. We're staying at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Chicago. We've got game tickets on Saturday. Bought another full strip of tickets for folks who booked over the weekend to join us at Wrigley Field. We have a game option for tickets Sunday. A meet and greet with Jeff Francoeur Saturday night at a wonderful spot at the Regency. We've got a VIP tour of Wrigley Field Saturday morning. It is a bucket list trip. Wrigleyville, Ivy, Deep Dish Pizza, VIP tour, Jeff Francoeur, awesome times. Book at atlsportstrips.com. Use the promo code FANDAD. And I will let you know, our other trips are starting to fill up. We've already got Georgia fans jumping in on our trip to Nashville to see the Dogs against Vandy. Our trip to Knoxville is already starting to get bookings in November. Our Dirty Bird trip to New York to see the Dirty Birds and the Jets in December. You can book any of these and reserve your spot with a $99 deposit. The earlier you book, the better access to tickets and hotel upgrades at atlsportstrips.com. I said last week, both here and on the radio, there's a lot of examples of Brave fan nitpicking for a team that right now has the best record in the National League, leads the NL East by 4 games, and has done it despite all the injuries, overcoming so many things that have not gone well, and here they are. But here's the ultimate example of nitpicking. I saw a guy named Don on Twitter who wrote about Ronald Acuna. As good as Acuna has been in the first inning getting the offense going, what is he batting after the first inning? Seems like there are a lot of games that he only gets a hit in the first at bat. I know, negative Braves fan here, and he put a clown emoji. Well, Kevin McAlpin from the Braves Radio Network responded and said Acuna's hitting .281, 7 doubles, a triple, and 9 of his 11 homers after the first inning. Yes, negative indeed. Then Don, the nitpicker, doubled down. He wrote, yeah, last night blew my tweet to dumb, but there are quite a few games where he goes 1-for-4 and his only hits are in the first inning. Folks, you can't be serious. Like, I'm dumber for reading some stuff like this. And Don's not alone. There is a roller coaster ride for Braves fans. Every night, every inning, every at bat, that's got to be exhausting. This is a 162-game grind that people will go nuts when the Braves are down 2-1 in a game, or when a guy has a bad couple of games, or God forbid they lose 3 or 4 in a row again, which they will do, and it might happen a couple of more times during the season. But the Acuna stuff, this is the right now leader in the clubhouse for MVP who is having a career year. But this fan asked what he's hitting after the first inning because it seems like the bat cools. Okay, again, stuff like this you can't make up. And if you see your fellow Brave fan nitpicking like this, you got to check him. And just realize this is not the guy you want to watch a game with because he is going to drive you nuts at every potential up and down throughout the game. All right, if you guys would, hit the subscribe button for me now. It'll guarantee you get the pod waiting for you each and every day at any of your favorite podcast platforms, most notably Apple and Spotify, but we are available on all of the pod platforms. I will talk to you later this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.